Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you. The topic of today's episode is near and dear to my heart. I've struggled with sleep all my life, from the time I was a teenager. But when I became a solo parent, especially when I was parenting my two youngest sons, I barely slept and it affected my health. Maybe you can relate. This conversation, solo mom, is for you. If you or someone in your family is not getting enough sleep, be sure to check out Bijan's 7 tips for getting better sleep. Sleep now is his mantra. So check it out. Leave me a comment, follow this podcast, and subscribe. Thank you. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head. My guest today is Bijoy John. Welcome to Solo Mom's Talk, Bijoy. I'm happy to have you.
Great being here, Jen. Let's go. Sleep is a passion of mine. I want to share it with everybody.
Okay, awesome. All right, but before we talk about what you do, because what you do is very important, especially solo moms, tell us, who is Bijoy John?
So I'm a board-certified sleep specialist. My background is also pulmonary and intensive care. I did that for 25 years, and my interest in sleep grew. And I'm seeing this, I call this a new pandemic of sleep problems. Nobody's sleeping. So I see this day in, day out. So, and I said, let me, you know, I found the joy in sleeping. I found, you know, through my own struggles, I perfected this art for the last 25 years, and I've made it work. It works in many people's. So let me just put it in writing. So it has been 2.5 years in the making. So I decided to write a book called Nobody's Sleeping. My passion is sleep. I've discovered the joy of sleeping, and I want to share it with as many people as I can, Jen.
Okay. All right. Thank you. But you didn't just happen to just start thinking about sleep. What happened? Why are you focused on sleeping?
Yeah. So from a very young age, my mom actually taught me how to sleep. She forced me to have a schedule. She forced me to take naps. Then what happened? Med school happened and you never sleeping. It was mess. You know, you stay up, the test anxiety. You think you sleep extra. If you stay up extra and without sleeping, you're going to perform better. But I see every time I do that, it was a mess. So this was in the early, late 80s where the sleep was not much. But then I said, exams are going to be a part of my life, so I'm going to still sleep. So I stopped preparing a few days earlier, and I started focusing on sleep. And actually scored better. And I said, wow, this is something. You know, it's not in the med school curriculum about sleep, but, you know, now it's becoming. So I knew the impact of sleep at that, you know, from a very early age. Then I lost my mom. It was a mess. I couldn't sleep. You know, I know grief affects us, so I had to find a way through it. Then I started, you know, branched out and started my own practice. And then I was like, couldn't sleep. It's the major problem with most business owners. So I said, I got to find a way for that too. So in my stages, I was struggling. And then I said, I have to perfect this art. And then I grew up, my children, you know, when they go to college, they're not sleeping. So I implemented with them too. So the, you know, different ages, we go through different, problems. And especially in women, it's a nuance from the monthly period, so it affects sleep, to having a, being pregnant, to raising children. And then finally, when things are in control, women attain menopause, and that's it. It's done after that. So it's a big topic. It affects different stages of our life. And I think we have to optimize to be at our very best.
Yes, yes. So you used the word optimize. When I was younger, I was one of those type A people. So I thought 2 hours a night was good enough. And then I had kids and got into my 40s and realized I was dragging during the day. I mean, what gives? What can you tell us that affects the way our body handles more sleep or less sleep? I mean, can you explain that, what I just laid out to you?
And I've heard this from many people. Everybody, we compromise on our sleep. Just imagine if you don't sleep 1 hour per night, at the end of 1 week, you're not slept the whole night. See, so we're compromising. We're walking around with a sleep debt. Our brain is a complex processor. It needs rest. And then it can function at its best. Just by compromising 2 or 3 or 1 hour, you're actually reducing your performance. In the United States for 2017, just by not showing up at work because of being sleepy, it costs $417 billion with a B. So that's the impact of sleep, not to mention the errors that could happen from poor sleep. So it erodes you slowly. That's the problem with sleep. It doesn't hurt like a toothache or grow like cancer. We take it lightly, but with time, you're slowly, decaying from inside out. You know, I can see somebody who doesn't sleep by day, the shape of their eyes, the skin, and they have more cardiovascular problems, diabetes problem, mental fog, all by not sleeping well. So there you have it.
So it catches up with you eventually.
Right. Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So you have a book, and I want you to tell us about it and how it, you know, why we should go buy it.
So there are many books for sleep. There's a children's book, there's insomnia book, there's books for moms, but there's none for the whole family. See, for me, if the child's not sleeping, the moms, the parents are not sleeping, if the older adults are not sleeping, you know, the family's not sleeping. I said, just like diet and exercise, this should be a family affair. You know, I have used, my own experience as a practicing real doctor, taking care of patients and finding and refining. So I first of all, you have to identify your sleep problems, and then you have to come to a solution. Why? Just not, you might have many problems why you're not sleeping. So I address all that. And then I give the 7 proven sleep strategies. I also have an acronym for that. It's called Sleep Now, to help solve the problem. So this is for the whole family. Everybody can benefit from it. You know, chapters dedicated for children, teens, older adults, women, athletes, to improve your work. So I have a chapter for all different ages of our lives.
Okay, so you address each person. As you were talking, it reminded me, I saw a little clip on TikTok this morning, and it was a little baby, and she was teething, but she couldn't sleep. And she was laying next to her dad, who wanted to sleep and couldn't sleep because the baby kept going grrr, grrr, to you know, soothe her gums. I remember that but we all have trouble sleeping, not just individually, but as families, depending on our dynamics, right?
Yeah. So, in couples are sleeping separately, it's called sleep divorce from the snoring from the man. The men snore more because, the larynx of a man is bigger. So imagine a trumpet through the air pipe, and then it gets amplified in the base of the trumpet. So that's what's happened with men. So people are sleeping separately. My aim is to bring couples together to treat the problems that is there, cause them to sleep separately.
I hear that. Okay, thanks. All right. So what do you do for your clients? I know you're promoting the book that will help us in some way, shape, or form. But do you do coaching? Do you help individuals and families one-on-one? And yes, how does that work?
I do that in my clinic. We are all licensed in the States, so people come and see me. To help more people, I have a Sleep Now course on my website, sleepfixacademy.com. So people can, just register there for the course and take the online course. And also have a lot of free material, free stuff, and also a podcast there. So people can listen and empower. So once you have knowledge, you want to act on it. Everybody knows about the sleep problems. And we have to work it to get it. Sleep is an art. It's contrary to the hustle culture. We're hustling. But sleep is an art. You have to work at it to get it gently. And that's what I have discussed. And I want to share it with many.
Okay, thank you. So give us Solomon 3 tips for getting better sleep.
All right. So we're going to give you not 3, more than that. The 7 things. Okay.
Okay.
So I think that's the best way. So it's called Sleep Now. So all the viewers who are listening, they can write it down. SLEEPNOW. So that's the acronym. So okay. The first is the S is the schedule. So for every plan to succeed, you have to have a schedule, right? So the best time to go to sleep is between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So but what happens with people, if they go to bed at 10, they can't sleep till midnight. Guess what they do? They go to bed early. Now they're struggling from 9 p.m. to midnight, so 3 hours. So the bedroom becomes a torture chamber. So I tell people, if you can sleep till 11:30, go to bed around 11:30. But you have to wake up at 6. So that's the schedule. When I start the schedule on folks, they just absolutely don't like me. Because they are like, they don't sleep the whole night. But the key is, I'm trying to build a sleep debt here. So once you do that for 2 weeks, you will be surprised. You start sleeping better. So once you get to sleep at 11:30, you can move to 11:15 and then 11 and then, 10:30 and so forth. But you have to make sure you wake up at, 6 a.m. So this is called sleep restriction. It works for most people, but it's not recommended for people who have significant psychological issues. You have to sleep more than sleep. Restriction works greatly in the rest of us. And we've been doing this for many. So the next is L, in the acronym is low light, low noise, low temperature. Melatonin, the hormone that makes us sleep, is only secreted in darkness and low temperature. Mel means darkness. So it's important to have low light and make sure your bedroom is dark and the noise affects your sleep, and also the temperature is low. I tell the experiment between 65 and 70 degrees. That's why when people are traveling in tropical climates, they don't sleep well because the melatonin is not secreted, right? Now, the next E is the big one, is electronics. I tell people not to use electronics at least 30 minutes prior to going to sleep, because when you are laying in bed, especially when there is no ambient light, the light from the cell phone just goes inside, goes through your eyes and tells the brain, hey, it's still daytime. So remember, melatonin does not secrete in bright light. At least 30 minutes prior. And also, don't have your cell phone close to you. Make sure it's a little bit far away. I have it in my bathroom next to me. So even in the middle of the night when you wake up, you don't look at the time. There's dings, notification, people warning you, texting you. You're not tempted. So we all wake up, at least once or twice at night, because that's the way the rhythm is built. We change through different sleep cycles. And then when you look at their phone, it's done. You're game over. So I keep it far away. I set an alarm for 6 and I'm able to wake up. Any other questions so far, Jen? You have any questions?
No, I'm actually listening to you and going like this because
yes,
I can totally relate. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So keep it away and set an alarm. And, you don't want to some people wake up, even I wake up, use the restroom. Then I'm not looking at anything. I'm keeping the sleep shape, I call it, and go back to bed. All right. So that's the E. The next E is called, exercise. Exercise generates heat. Remember, melatonin is not secreted when there's more temperature. So I tell people to exercise at least 4 hours prior to going to sleep. If you have to exercise, the heat that we generate and also the endorphins we create is not good for sleep. So then SLEP, P is power off your mind. So I'm trying to give the chance for the body to or your mind to power off, but you have to calm your body. You have to give a chance, not have your cell phone, which is going to rev up your mind. So we want sleep to be an on and off switch, but sleep is a dimmer. You have to work it. There's no fast way to do it. So that's why most people are struggling, because we want everything in the hustle culture, right? So mm-hmm. I teach two techniques to power off your mind. One is called vivid imagination. What you do is you use your, what we do is we take reality to the bedroom, but I don't want that. We want the abstract. So last night I watched the show on Dune. I started thinking, the director, what's going to happen next? I create my own imagination. I've been doing this for 30 years. And then I'm not taking my problems. I got to get ready for the solo mom's talk. I resolve all that before I come to bed. I'm thinking my own imagination, not taking reality. And I also teach people to do yoga nidra. It's very easy. Nidra means nothingness. That's what that word in Sanskrit. You just lay down with your hands up like a corpse, and you start thinking about nothing. And you start focusing on your muscles on your scalp and your face and your neck, and then you go down. It's like a scan. It's this combination of the cognitive behavioral therapy, calming your mind. But you're giving your mind a chance. You don't have your phone. You don't have heat. You don't have a large meal you eat. So you're giving a chance. So without that, you can't do it, right? You can't just mm-hmm. borrow your mind. Hey, phone there. Okay, text message coming. You can't do that, right? So next is no to worries in the acronym NO. So I tell people we all worry. We worry. I tell people to worry from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at night to resolve everything. I texted them, emailed you last night around that time and said, hey, we'll see you tomorrow. And I was done at 8 p.m. So I'm not taking that worries to bed. I worry, but between that, I dedicate time. If I'm not able to solve that, I write it down for the next day. So that's it. And the last is the W, win by losing. So you can win in life with sleep. You can win with everything else, but with sleep, you have to lose yourself and take it easy and follow all this. That's the Sleep Now acronym: schedule low light, low noise, low temperature, no to electronics at least 3 hours, at least 30 minutes, and then exercise, no to exercise at least 4 hours prior, and then power off your mind, no to worries, and win by losing. That's my acronym, and it's worked well, and I've perfected this art, and I'm sharing it with everyone.
That's pretty awesome. And it's not, even though it seems long, it doesn't sound like a lot of hard work, you know, like nobody wants more work, especially when they're going to bed. Right. So,
yes.
So that sounds really easy, I must say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less is better for sleep, not complicated,
yes.
we, because the power is within ourselves.
Yeah.
We can do it. I want to harness our own energy. But this is a process. It's an art. It's like I tell people, it's a 7-course meal. You don't have to have the steak dinner in the first. You have to have your music. You have your wine. You have to have your cheese. You have to have your salad. You have to have your appetizers. It's a process. You can't go.
Yes.
But once you discover that, though, you are great. You will begin to enjoy a lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I am going to put that in the show notes for people to see it, along with the link to your website. So I appreciate that. So what is Bijoy grateful for today?
So I'm grateful for the power of sleep. I had a great night's sleep. I slept for 7 hours last night, woke up, worked out, did two other podcasts, finished my little bit of my writing, and then I'm able to rule and capture the world. I'm ready to go play in a round of golf here real soon. So I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful that I've discovered this art of sleep. And I'm grateful that I'm able to talk to you and share this message with all your viewers and the rest of the world.
Okay, thank you. So before I let you go, I really appreciate you coming and talking to us. And this topic is very important to solo moms. I want to ask you, because I have friends who can just close their eyes and go to sleep, right? And they don't have, a sleep sickness, so to speak. And there's people like me who could lay awake all night, tired as anything. But once I lay down, I can't sleep. Is there an underlying thread that you could generalize as to why that is?
Great question. Remember, you need to follow the schedule, so you need to change your time later. Try to sleep 6 hours in bed. That's it. You're laying in bed. Time in bed is probably 9, and time of sleep is probably 3. So there's a huge gap. 9 hours, you're struggling, 6 hours, 3 hours sleep. So you should restrict that to 6 hours, you know, 12 to 6, and then you move the backwards. So when I see somebody like you or any other person, the first thing I ask them, is there a medical reason, right? Is there a psychological reason, or there is a sleep disorder, or is it just insomnia, cannot sleep? So first thing is you have a breathing problem, your heart problem, your diabetes problem, because those things do affect your quality of sleep, or if you have pain problems. So pain affects the sleep. The next is you have psychological problem, if you have anxiety and depression. So if you ask me one thing that is affecting most people who don't sleep, underlying anxiety and depression, because anxiety and depression worsens sleep, sleep worsens anxiety and depression. So it's a vicious cycle. So if you ask me, but in my clinic, 70% of the people who have insomniacs have an underlying anxiety or depression problem. And there are other medical reasons like thyroid problem, menopause, you know, and that can, you know, change your hormones. You're in a hyped up state, so you might want to, you know, check all that too. And then some people have, you know, aching in their legs. They can't sleep. It's a restless leg syndrome. It's a simple thing. It is due to a deficiency of iron. So you can, you know, resolve that. And then the third thing is sleep disorder. Sleep apnea is one major thing, because when you have an apnea, the brain wakes you up. It's not letting you go to deep sleep. So you could have, you know, sleep apnea, or you could be moving your limbs a lot. It's called limb movement disorder. So it could be a sleep problem. So this is how I approach answer. If you have a medical problem, you have a psychological problem, or if you have a sleep problem, or if you're just insomnia. So you go through this list, find out the things that I told. And then, you know, if you have those things, you have to address that. And then you have to, you know, work on it. After the end of all this, you say, I don't have anything. I've got pure, clear-cut insomnia. I tell people to fall asleep now.
All right. Thank you. So eating, sleeping is as necessary as eating, and probably more so. So if you can't sleep, something's wrong, right?
You got me started on that. So, you know, sleep is the foundation on which diet and fitness is built on. You know, this is the basic block. So just because if you really don't sleep, well, guess what happens? You have more time. In that more time, what do people do? You tend to eat. And when you're tired, you make the wrong choices. You eat high glycemic food, and that's going to affect your sleep. And also, you know, it alters the leptin and ghrelin ratio. You know, the leptin is the one that lowers appetite. Ghrelin increases the appetite. When you don't sleep well, the ratios are altered. You have less of leptin, more of ghrelin. You gain weight. And so that's why shift workers are, you know, universally have more weight problems, because they have more time. You know, they're more up more than the regular shift workers. So, so that's where we are. So sleep is important. I think it's more important than diet, because that, you know, when you sleep well, you have more energy to focus on diet.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you coming and talking to us today, Bijoy John. And I hope you'll come back some other time and talk about sleep and anything else that you could share with us.
Thank you. It was really a nice talk, Jen. Thanks for your time. And my message to everyone is sleep well. Be well, and let's go sleeping.
Yeah, thank you.
Need a way to jumpstart your podcast? Do you ever need some traction? You know, sometimes it's not easy starting your own business, and a podcast may be the first thing that appears in your mind when you want to really get your word out there on your business, on whatever idea you're trying to build on. But starting a podcast requires a lot of resources, time, and effort. Now, with the Podcubator Accelerator Pro, this could help you. Now, this is a mentoring program that helps new and aspiring podcasters launch and grow their podcast. So what are you waiting for? Because 90% of podcasters fail after 3 episodes. Do you know why? Because they don't have the guidance and support. So this is highly recommended that you try the Podcubator Accelerator Pro, because you get one-on-one mentoring with a professional podcaster. You get monthly coaching sessions. You get exclusive access to online courses and tutorials, and even a private community of podcasters for networking and support. So what are you waiting for? Because you need to start your podcasting journey today.
Hi, this is Jen. I'm really excited about Podcubator Accelerator Pro. So if you're interested, click the link below and book a one-on-one call with me, or you can fill out the application form to see if you're a great fit. So don't pod fade. Get a mentor.
Hello, Solo Moms.
As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.